You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience right here. How you doing today, Trey?
What's going on? But we're here. We're ready to talk about some waiver wire stuff.
That's right. That is right. Had you muted for a second. We're trying something a little different today, guys, so just bear with us. But we're going to do what we always do, and we're going to talk about the waiver wire ads for week 9. That's right. We're talking waiver wire ads. We're talking about our QBs. First off, let's get it started with Justin Fields. Last week, 17 completions, 151 yards, 2 touchdowns, plus 60 rushing yards. He's using his feet. I mean, it's crazy. We're talking about Justin Fields being a top quarterback waiver ad this week. I love it. I love what he's doing on his feet. If he could continue to do that and make everybody around him fantasy relevant, then we're going to keep playing this guy.
Yeah, I like that pick a lot. I mean, he's on pace with this last couple games for 1,300 yards rushing on the ground. Justin Fields, I mean, he's like top 10 running or top 10 quarterback this week. Potentially the way, if he stays on his feet like he's doing, I mean, he has potential to be a top 12 running or quarterback the rest of the season. I say running back because dude runs so much.
No doubt.
But moving on to my waiver wire ad at quarterback this week, we got some Jared Goff. He's been on the waiver wire show before. He had a couple rough weeks. He's got his key players back. He's got Amon-Ra, St. Brown. He's got DeAndre Swift. He threw for 27 passes for completions for 37 attempts, 321 yards and 1 touchdown against Miami, who has a decent defense. You know, they're really struggling with all their losses. So their back's against the wall and they're playing very aggressive. I mean, they had the fake punt and all these different little things that are going to create fantasy value on the offense. And that's why I think Jared Goff can really do something for your fantasy team.
Yeah. I like that. I like Jared Goff. Obviously I've been blowing the Jared Goff horn this entire time. Grab you some Jared Goff, man. He can help you out when you need it. But let's move on to the next one. Top quarterback waiver wire ad, Deshaun Watson. Look, guys, I pride myself on being ahead of the curve. And being ahead of the curve is what I'm trying to do here. Go ahead and grab Deshaun Watson up. You could get him for nothing if you got fab. Get him early because a lot of these people are going to wait another week, maybe two. But I'd grab him early so I can make sure I get him, especially if you're having problems, have one of those top elite quarterbacks usually not producing for you.
Yeah, I like the Deshaun Watson pick. It scares me because of how he was playing in the preseason, but hopefully he's really been working this whole time during the offseason and really practicing and getting his groove back together. And he has the potential to go crazy. I mean, the dude was a monster when he was playing all year. So, I mean, it's worth the shot for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, my QB waiver wire ad I got this week, Marcus Mariota. And we've also talked about him on the pod before, but this dude's steadily staying in a low percentage rostered. He was 20 for 28, 253 yards and 3 touchdowns, and he had 43 rushing yards on the ground. Obviously this was a high offensive game script, you know, against Carolina, but his legs give him the fantasy boost that other quarterbacks don't have. They're playing the Chargers, this coming up weekend, who are one of the most run against teams in the league. Arthur Smith should exploit that as much as possible because he loves to run the ball. I mean, Mariota barely had many passing attempts the last couple weeks. For some reason they tuned it up this week. I think it was because of the offensive game script and going to overtime and all that. But I figured that they're just going to run all over the Chargers as much as possible, and Mariota's going to be in that mix.
For sure, for sure. You know me, I love Marcus Mariota. I was, you know, higher on him than most coming into the season. Just want to point that out. Yeah, I like Mariota, man. I think he's a good pickup, especially if you're struggling in the QB spot. But let's go ahead and move to our running backs on the week. Starting at number one, we had him on the list maybe a week or two ago, Kenyon Drake. Last week, 7 carries, 62 yards. He also had 4 catches for 1 touchdown. Look, Gus Edwards is not healthy, and frankly, he scares me using Gus Edwards over there. I understand that we said Kenyon Drake a couple weeks ago, and it didn't pan out, but if you would have been patient with him, you would have got it. I think now is the time for Kenyon Drake. We were a little early on it, ahead of the curve, but I think now is his time. It seems like Baltimore may have no choice but to turn to Drake.
Yeah, and there's potential that Gus Edwards plays, but even if he does, I mean, the dude is banged up, and they keep just trying to put him out there when he's not healthy. He's just going to go down, and Drake's going to get that work. They just need to go ahead and give Drake the work. I mean, he was listed as the starter finally last week, and if they continue that forward, Drake's going to get monster work, and he's doing really well, way better than I expected him to.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Moving on to our next running back waiver wire ad this week, we got Caleb Huntley for the Atlanta Falcons. He had 16 rushes for 91 yards as the RB2 on the team. Algier had 17, so it was very split down the middle. Obviously, this is not a long-term ad with Cordarrelle Patterson potentially coming back off of IR. They're saying that it's possible for him to come back this week, but they're still waiting to see really how he's playing on Wednesday at practice. From what it sounds like, I don't think that he's going to play, but if he does, obviously, then that's going to decline Caleb Huntley as a good start. If he doesn't play, Caleb Huntley, I think, is a great flex option. I mean, in a split backfield, getting 16 rushes, you don't even get that out of some starting running backs. So he has the potential, and that, even especially with a touchdown upside, he has a potential to be a great flex option for this week, for week 9 anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. Cordarrelle Patterson, we don't know when he's coming back, but Caleb Huntley fill in excellent until he does. Let's go ahead and move on to our next top running back waiver wire ad. Guess who's back? Jeff Wilson Jr., baby. That's my dude. Traded to Miami. Mostert needs help over there. I mean, I get why they would do it. Chase Edmonds is gone now, so you know JWJ is going to hop right in there. I think between him and Mostert, it might be a good 1-2 punch. There is speculation that he may take the job over from Mostert. We don't know exactly how that's going to play off, but I am going to tell you this. I always want some Jeff Wilson Jr. in my lineup. I love that guy.
Yeah, I like the Jeff Wilson Jr. pick a lot. It's so sad for me that Chase Edmonds is just probably out of there. I mean, I'd be surprised if they don't drop him at some point. But maybe he'll get picked up and used somewhere else because I really like Chase Edmonds. But Jeff Wilson, I feel like, is the better back than Mostert. Mm-hmm. So hopefully Miami figures that out too. I mean, they obviously traded him for a reason. So, yeah, I think it's a great pick.
For sure.
Moving on to our last running back waiver wire ad. Of course, this is a little, it's a rough week for running back waiver wires for sure. But Dontrell Hillard for the Tennessee Titans, he had 8 carries for 83 yards. And that was after Derrick Henry had 32 carries. So, I mean, 4 of his 8 carries went for more than 10 yards. He's great insurance for if Henry goes down. And if he continues to have such high rushing yards per attempt, he'll be fantasy relevant whether Henry's out there or not, because Henry's got to take a breath at some point. And Dontrell Hillard's going to come in and fill that gap. And if he's getting 10 yards every time he does that, he's going to put up flex-worthy points.
For sure, for sure. He looked great in week one, scared some of us Henry owners for sure. I mean, he's dynamic with the ball in his hands. I really like Dontrell Hilliard. I love the ad. But let's take a quick word from our sponsors. Guys, I want to talk to you today. You know who we're talking about. We're always talking about these guys. And it's Manscaped. Manscaped's got the Lawnmower 4.0. This thing is a beast, man. I love it. I'm going to keep using it. And they got plenty of good stuff over there at manscaped.com. You can use our promo code at the top, SuperFlex20. You'll get 20% off and free shipping everywhere. Trey, what are you thinking about Manscaped?
Man, I love me some Manscaped, dude. And I've had people like, you know, are you really advertising it just to make money, or do you actually like the product? Like, tell me your real thing. And I'm like, bro, I wouldn't ever buy a different razor because this thing is awesome. Even if we no longer did this podcast or anything, like, I'm keeping Manscaped for life because this thing is awesome. You get it in the shower, it's got the LED light. You can see, you don't make no messes, no nicks, no cuts. I mean, this thing is a monster. And I'll never use a different razor. Also, it's got a wireless charger, which is crazy to me. But yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Awesome. Great stuff over there, guys. Check out Manscaped. Again, promo code at the top, SuperFlex20, 20% off of your order. Let's go ahead, Trey, and move on to our wide receiver waiver wire ads for this week. Got my boy Odell Beckham Jr. at the top of the list. Question mark by the team because who knows where he's going. Now, obviously, this is going to be an ad for those deeper leagues where you're just kind of taking shots in the dark, trying to find somebody to grab. I like Odell Beckham Jr. no matter where he goes. We know if he's paired with an elite quarterback, he can do something and be fantasy relevant. Take a shot, man. Like I said, deeper leagues. See what you can do.
Yeah, I like the Odell pick. I really think he's going to stay with the Rams. I think when he gets healthy, he's coming right back, and he's filling that same slot that he was in. Not that I think it will take him all the way to the Super Bowl again, because it's not looking like that for the Rams, but I still think that he'll put up great value for fantasy.
Yeah, talking about the Bills, going to the Bills too. That might be something interesting.
Moving on to the next waiver wire ad we have this week. It's Terrence Marshall Jr., baby. For the Carolina Panthers, he had 4 for 9 for 87 yards, played on 93% of the snaps. He's the clear number two after Robbie Anderson was traded. He's averaging 14.8 yards per reception. He's probably not a starter worthy in maybe a 10-team league, but your 12 to 16-team leagues, he's definitely flex worthy. I mean, 9 targets on a team with a quarterback as good as P.J. Walker. Yeah, I said it. I think it's going to be great. And it looked like they were even trying to work him into some check down type plays and maybe even try to make him, you know, I feel like he's going to start getting some run plays as well because dude just blows through defenders.
For sure, for sure. Yeah, I like Terrence Marshall. I love the ad. You know, Robbie Anderson's gone now, so they got to find somebody to fill that hole, and Terrence Marshall just might be that guy.
No doubt.
Moving on to the next guy, I've got Darnell Mooney. That's right. Most people probably dropped this guy when he didn't do much. You know, I got Justin Fields on the list, so you know I got Darnell Mooney back on the list. Pick him up, guys. He's slowly trending up. I like Darnell Mooney to continue to go up and help you win matchups.
Yeah, I like Darnell Mooney a lot, and I know people are probably thinking that, you know, that Chicago just traded for Chase Claypool and everything like that, but Darnell Mooney's been here. He's established. It's the same situation we were talking about with, like, Robbie Anderson and situations like that, and then James Robinson. You know, when these guys get traded, they normally don't just immediately become the target monster or the rush monster or whatever. Like, you've got to work them into the offense. Rome wasn't built in a day, and they don't learn the playbook overnight. I think Darnell Mooney is going to still be the wide receiver one going forward. Chase Claypool will take some of his work, but he also will pull defenders away from him to give him more work.
Absolutely.
Moving on to our last waiver wire ad this week, we got Joshua Palmer. This pretty much has everything to do with the Mike Williams injury. The team's been on a bye, so he's been out for a concussion, so he's almost definitely on your waiver wire. Keenan Allen was not a participant at yesterday's practice. So if they're both out, I mean, he has wide receiver one upside, if not the two on the team. I know some people were saying that that might not be the case and that DeAndre Carter might take over a little more of that role. I don't think so. Joshua Palmer plays best in the slot position, which is kind of where Mike Williams was playing. And when he fills that role, I think he'll get a lot of targets from Herbert. And I think he's going to be the best player on the team with those two guys out. Even if Allen's back, I still think he's going to be a great wide receiver too.
Yeah, yeah. I've been ringing that Joshua Palmer bell for a while now. I said, look out for this guy. And now it's coming to fruition. So check out Joshua Palmer if you're needing a wide receiver. But let's keep going. Let's go to our top tight end waiver wire ads for week 9. Isaiah Likely. Now, most likely, this guy is sitting on your waiver wire. 6 catches, 77 yards, 1 touchdown. Dude had a coming out party on Thursday Night Football. Mark Andrews may be out, but he might go. We don't know exactly how that's going to turn out. But I think the Ravens have seen what they've got with Likely when they had to use him. And, I mean, I think he's somebody to look out for.
Yeah, I like Isaiah Likely a lot. And also Rashad Bateman out for a couple weeks. I'd be surprised if the Ravens don't start running some 2 tight end sets and having both Andrews and Likely out on the field. I mean, he looked like he looked in the preseason, and that's what they've been waiting for. He's finally got to show who he is with Mark Andrews going down like that. So I really think that they're going to try to work both of these guys into the offense going forward.
Yep.
Moving on to my next tight end waiver wire ad, I got Tyler Conklin. This boy was 6 for 10 targets, 79 yards and 2 touchdowns. Trusting Zach Wilson is hard, I understand, but trusting him to check down to the tight end, that's easy. Dude come out and said, Zach Wilson come out and said that, he's really tired of having to throw the ball away. But he didn't talk about throwing it away to the other team. So this dude's acting like he can't find anybody open down the field. So he's excited to check down to Tyler Conklin. You can see that by his 10 targets. I think this guy's a great ad and a great starter tight end.
That's right. Welcome back to the waiver wire list, Tyler Conklin. We will welcome you back to our teams with open arms, being how rough the tight end position is this year. Moving on to the next guy, I've got Evan Engram. Last week, 4 catches, 55 yards, 1 touchdown. I mean, he's getting better as time goes on. I'm glad to see it because I've always liked Evan Engram and the way he plays. He passes the eye test when he is on the field. Listen, 2 weeks in a row, he's been fantasy relevant. And like I just said, the way the tight ends are this year might be worth a grab.
Yeah, I like Evan Engram a lot. I mean, this dude has had some great games this year. He's had a couple down games, but when you watch him play, you can see how good of a player he is. And the team, I feel like we figured it out before the team did, but you know, it looks like they're starting to figure out that he is a good tight end and he's worth giving the ball to. I think it's a great ad, and hopefully they use him quite a bit more in the future.
Absolutely.
Moving on to our last tight end waiver wire ad this week, we got Gerald Everett. A lot of the same reasons we got Josh Palmer. I mean, with Keenan Allen potentially out, Mike Williams potentially out, these guys are going to get peppered with targets. As much as Herbert's been rough on the Chargers offense, I still think that these guys will produce just from volume alone. You know, he was 5 for 9 for 63 yards 2 weeks ago, had a bye, so he's, you know, feeling great and ready to come back. And, you know, against the he didn't do so great against the Falcons defense that let Carolina go crazy against them. So I think he's going to be a great tight end this week.
Yeah, like you said, with Keenan Allen out, or I mean with Mike Williams out, Gerald Everett is going to do good for you. I like the call. And popping in to say what's up, Patriot Sports Radio. Guys, check those guys out over there. Awesome fellas over there. Love Chris and Eric over there. Good stuff. And the coach. And Angela. Can't forget about her. Awesome people over there. So that's the tight ends.
That's him.
Let's go to the top defense kicker waiver wire ads. This week, I've got Seattle Seahawks. All right, look. I know they're playing Arizona and Tampa in the next 2 weeks, but that defense seems to be figuring themselves out. I feel like I'm willing to trust them against Arizona, and as hard as this is for me to say, the way Tampa has been playing, I mean, I like the Seahawks defense here.
Yeah, I like the Seahawks defense as well. I mean, you know, and it's a tough week for defenses, man. It really took me a while to find some defenses to stream. You know what I mean? And Seahawks defense have really been stepping it up, and Arizona honestly aren't the greatest. You know what I mean? So I think it's a good pick. But moving on to my defensive stream this week, I got the Philadelphia Eagles. Now they might not be out there, but if they are, they're playing Houston on Thursday, and Houston is banged up. I mean, we'll get into our Thursday night game here in a little bit, but I think they're going to destroy Houston, and they're going to shut them down. The defense is going to put up a lot of points. This whole team is going to put up a lot of points.
I mean, I can't disagree with you, honestly. The Eagles, I mean, it feels like their schedule has been very, you know, very, very easy. You know what I mean? Going forward, the Eagles, every time we see a game, I'm like, I mean, they're going to win, right?
Yeah.
So I like it. And Patriot Sports Radio says Denver is on a bye for us. Well, there's a couple good defenses for you, buddy. But let's go on to a couple kickers. You can throw a couple kickers out there if you're streaming your kickers this week. I like Jason Sanders. I mean, he did really good last week. We got Tua back, so we know they can get in field goal range. Grab Jason Sanders, be a good kicker for your team.
Yeah, I like that a lot. My kicker for the week is Harrison Butker. It's kind of how I play fantasy with my kickers, especially. I look for a good team to go on a bye, and I wait for that player to drop them. This is Kansas City's kicker. They were on a bye. They got dropped. I grabbed them up. I mean, they're a high-octane offense, and this dude should kick the ball a lot.
Straight kicking it. I love it. I love it. Those were our waiver wire ads for this week. It's time to get into some Trade That Dude. That's right. Trade That Dude. These are some guys that, you know, you may be having issues with. You may not. This, just things that need to be said, need to be addressed. Let me go ahead and start with this. Trade That Dude. Jonathan Taylor, I'm sorry, man, but I can't not have him on my roster and not play him. So in order to make that better for me, I just need to get rid of him. You could probably get some good still based on his name, but I think everybody is getting wise to the fact that Jonathan Taylor is not that dude.
Yeah, I've still seen a lot of people talking about how they think that he might just turn it around and go crazy rest of season and all that. So you can still probably get some really good value out of Jonathan Taylor, but I do think he's worth trading as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Patriot Sports Radio says, are you trading CMC in a dynasty full PPR league while he is high?
I definitely like trading CMC while he's high, especially in a dynasty league. I don't know how many years he has left in him, especially if you're on a rebuild type of team and you're not really on a win now type of team. I think that this is probably right now after the game that he just had is probably the greatest moment he'll have to trade. But he's also, I mean, Christian McCaffrey, so it's hard to make that decision. But personally, I probably would go try to get some massive trade for him. A lot of picks, a lot of good players. I think it's worth the shot.
I mean, yeah, if that's the route you're going for, I like it. I like it. But me, I'm holding on to CMC, man. I still am maintaining that comeback player of the year that I was blowing the horn for earlier in the preseason. So there you go. You got anything for Trade That Dude?
Yeah. First of all, I want to throw out, it's kind of like a twofer. If Chase Claypool, first of all, if he's on your waivers, I think he's worth an add, because he got traded to Chicago. Who knows what's going to look like, but I mean, if you're struggling, I mean, what can you do that's worse? I mean, Chase Claypool, he's a good player. They haven't used him in the best of his abilities, I don't think, but maybe, I mean, it's tougher to say the Bears do that, but it's worth a look. And, more importantly though, George Pickens, go get that dude. Because all those targets that Chase Claypool had, George Pickens is about to get. Deontay Johnson already has all the targets he needs. He doesn't do anything with them. George Pickens is going to get those targets, and it's going to help his fantasy value skyrocket. Go get him now.
Yeah, yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. Let's move on to the gag. Actually, you know what? I've got one more trade that dude, and that is my boy, Jeff Wilson Jr. Go get Jeff Wilson Jr. You know me. I've been loving this guy forever. Jeff Wilson Jr., man. I love it. Get him.
I like that a lot. I just want to throw out one more trade, kind of like an entire team to go trade for. Derek Carr, Devontae Adams, Josh Jacobs. These guys had a terrible week, got shut out by the Saints. And people are probably feeling like a little rough. I mean, I've seen a lot of people on Facebook talking about Devontae Adams and how he killed their week. So go throw him a trade. Don't throw him a terrible trade. You know what I mean? But you could throw him a little less than you would normally get for somebody like a Devontae Adams, and they might bite on it. And, I think that was really a fluke week, and I think that they're going to have a lot better weeks coming forward.
Yeah. I mean, it's sad. My how the mighty have fallen. Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams seem to belong together, because without each other, it's just not working. It's not working. Facebook user, I don't know who that is, but yo, big news today, boys. I'd love to know, first off, who you are. Second off, tell me this big news.
The news.
And let's go to the gag bag. Gag bag. These are players that we are done with. It's time to throw them into the gag bag. This week, it has to be said, Diontae Johnson, done with him. Throw him in the gag bag, Diontae Johnson. I mean, if anybody is willing to trade with you for Diontae Johnson, obviously take it. But chances are, anyone who is paying attention is not going to do that, unless they're a big Steelers fan. I mean, who knows, right? I'm dropping him off my roster. But like I said, if you can get something for him, get it.
I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. And we got a question here from Squids Giant. What it do, baby? Always trying to make the team better. Would you drop Bass for Butker? I know they are both on great offenses, so plenty of opportunities, but I think Butker is just better. Plus, wind in Buffalo is tough. A kicker question. I love it.
Yeah, man. I like it too, but I love both of those kickers. I mean, you can almost flip a coin, because I think that the Bills offense is just a little bit more high at octane than Kansas City. Ooh. But I think you're right about the wind in Buffalo, but that does, I mean, these kickers that are from places that are windy they practice every day in that situation. Honestly, between the two, I'd rather have Bass, but I literally doesn't matter.
Same here. I'm going Bass with it. But like you said, I mean, you'd be good either way. Man, I love a kicker question. We never get those.
No doubt.
But yeah, that is all for trades and trade that dude. Let's go ahead and get to our Thursday night football starts and sits. This week, we've got the Eagles versus the Texans.
Yes, sir. Over under for this game is 43 points. They got the Eagles winning by 13. Give me the Eagles winning by more than that. I really think this is going to be just a shutout, shutdown, go home and turn off the lights kind of game. I just don't see the Texans doing anything besides giving Damian Pierce the ball.
Hey, and that's all I need from them is to give Damian Pierce the ball. But I think they get a touchdown. I mean, I think they make it interesting. I mean, that defense isn't amazing. But, I'm taking the Eagles, obviously, in this matchup. But I would love to see the Texans win. Just throwing that out there. Is loading up on 2023 picks worth it? So you guys love the dynasty class coming.
I mean, it's pretty insane what kind of class we got coming in. I personally, in a dynasty situation, that's what I'm doing. But it really just depends on, it's so hard to answer dynasty questions, because how long have you been in the dynasty? What's your team look like? You know, are you a win now? Or are you a build for the future? But I love the draft class coming in. I haven't seen a lot about them, but from what I have seen, I think that they're going to be monsters. If you can get quite a bit, I think it's worth it.
Sure, for sure. Yeah, I like what you're saying. Here we go again. Squids Giants. I have Pickens and Cooks. One of two things happened. Claypool got traded, but gosh darn, Cooks even going to play rest of the year. What a wasted talent. Yeah,
Yeah. I was trying to figure out if there was a question. No, yeah. Well, we're going to get into it here in a second anyway.
That's right.
You want to give us some Eagles starts, big dog?
Absolutely. Let's go to the Eagles. I mean, you're going to start your studs as always. Start AJ Brown. Start Jalen Hurts. Start Miles Sanders.
I guess.
Like I said, you're going to keep starting this guy until he gives you a reason not to. And I mean, they're giving him the ball. He's relevant. That Eagles offense is killing it over there. It's insane what the Eagles are doing. What do you think? What about Devonta Smith? Huh?
You know, I hate Devonta Smith because I have him and he's really hit or miss. And every time I've started him, he hasn't done anything. But when I bench him, he kills it. Well, let me tell you, everybody, I'm benching him this week. So he's a flexible option for you.
Absolutely. You love when that happens. You heard it. Trey, he's going to bench him, so he's not going to do good. I mean, he is going to do good. Goddard, you're going to start, obviously. I mean, I'm trying to think. You're not going to start Gainwell, obviously, or Boston Scott. I know they got touchdowns last week, but, I mean, that's what – if you're going to – in a deeper league, maybe you got to, but hope for those touchdowns if you do.
Right. Moving on to the Texan starts. I mean, top of my list, I just have in big, bold letters, Damian Pierce. And then there's not much of a list left, but I would like to rant a little bit. First of all, Nico Collins sounds like he's going to be out on Thursday because of his groin injury. They don't think he's going to be back in time. Brandon Cooks, he didn't get traded like everyone was expecting. He missed practice on a non-injured wrist, like just a bullshit wrist injury. Didn't even make any sense. Somehow he might not play. They're talking about benching him for the season or what, you know, like he's very frustrated. He's on Twitter going on rants. Hold on real quick. I'm going to read you what he posted on Twitter. This was right after the trade line ended. He said, "Don't take a man's kindness for granted. Covered for the lies for too long. Those days are done. Cross the line with playing with my career." What does that mean?
I mean, there's something going on behind the scenes there that we don't know about, obviously. And maybe that's why they kept him.
All I could think about was Deshaun Watson, you know, covering for lies. And now it's time for you playing my career. It's time for the truth to come out. We'll have to see, but it's very interesting. I'm not starting him this week. I'm too nervous with all the craziness is going as far as to say that.
Yeah. I agree.
And if both of them are out, if Brandon Cooks and Nico Collins are out, I mean, it looks like maybe Philip Dorsett, but I don't want to start him either. I mean, maybe like a deep shot DFS play, for something like that. Like maybe make him your captain for your Thursday night DFS or something just for craziness. But Damian Pierce is really the only Texan I want to start.
I have to agree with you. Look out for Chris Moore over there. I think, you know, he didn't do nothing last week, obviously, but I like Chris Moore and I think he could do big things. Real quick, I got a question for you. Then we're going to take a couple of these questions in the comments. Who would start or sit Davis Mills or Trevor Lawrence, Trey?
I'm starting Trevor Lawrence. Normally, I would say Davis Mills, but with the way these wide receivers are lined up, I mean, Davis Mills ain't going to be able to do much with what he's got, especially against the Eagles defense. So I'm going Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, my gut is saying Trevor Lawrence, but my heart wants to say Davis Mills for some reason.
I get that. I get that completely.
Let's go to a question from Squid's Giant. Says full PPR, Bateman injury hurts this week with buys. So got to choose my second flex between Rashad White at home versus the Rams and Pacheco at home versus Tennessee. Who you going with, Trey?
Man, this is tough. I think personally I'm going with Pacheco. Clyde has not really been what the teams wanted recently, and they've been slowly giving Pacheco more and more work. I have a feeling Pacheco has a better week than Rashad White. I mean, it's really a gut feeling. It's hard to tell with these backup running backs what kind of scheme that the team is going to – because they're cooking up a different scheme every week almost, it seems like. But I think Pacheco gets more work.
I'm going to go Rashad White here, and I know you knew I would. I do think, though, with the Chiefs coming off of the bye, that they're going to change things up for sure with Pacheco, but – I think the Bucs are going to be playing from behind in against Los Angeles. And I think they're going to use Rashad White in that impact, in that.
I like it.
Yeah. We got another question from Lynn Wins. Cooks is out, most likely. Hunt, Latavius Murray, Gallup, and Bateman are out on a bye. I have Tony in right now as flex. Should I go with him or go Terrence Marshall or Van Jefferson or anyone? Deep league.
I am not starting Kadarius Tony until I see him do something on the field. I would love to start Terrence Marshall in that situation. I really think Terrence Marshall is going to put up the kind of points you're looking for out of someone like Cooks. I mean, that's the type of points he can put up as a Brandon Cooks type week from what you've been getting. So I think Terrence Marshall is a great pick there. I'm not starting Van Jefferson either. I need to see him back out there doing his thing. At least we've seen, Terrence Marshall 2 weeks ago, he had a little bit of work. Last week he had 10 targets. I think it's a great pick.
Yeah, I'm going to go Terrence Marshall in this instance. Also, you can go back and check some of our other running, our other wide receiver waiver wire ads for the week should be on the list. But yeah, in this instance, from what the choices you've given us, I'm going to go Terrence Marshall also. Got anything else for us, Trey?
That's it, man. That's a pretty quick week, but I mean, it's pretty cut and dry for what we got going on. I mean, and there's going to be six buys, so our starting sit show might not be that great, not that long either. So, I mean, it's going to be a good week, though.
Hey, we will do what we got to do, and we are going to keep helping you guys out to win your leagues. Guys, don't forget to hit that like button for us if you're watching on YouTube. If you're watching somewhere else, go over to YouTube and hit the like button. I would really appreciate it. Guys, we're giving away signed jerseys coming soon. Our Patreon is in the works. Big things coming, happening over here. I'm loving it, Trey.
Big things, baby. Big things.
That's right. That's right, guys. Thank you so much for watching, and we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
Perfect.
It's not Trey and Josh, it's Trey and Bandy. We gonna help you win your league, can you understand me? That's a lot of paper, that's a lot of cake. We gonna give you all the secrets, man, for goodness sake. So don't forget, like and subscribe, follow Fourth and Flex, be on ride or die. This your boy Bandy, got my boy Trey over there. Fourth and Flex Podcast, forkandflex@gmail.com. Hit us up. You know we got you. Ha ha. See you there.